You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Got a trending report for you right now. Starting today and lasting for the next couple of weeks, expect long delays on I-70 out around the Floyd Hill area.
Uh-oh.
They've got some work they're going to be doing that's going to take something like 5 years, adding different lanes and
such. Oh my gosh, okay.
But this week and next week, they're going to be doing some rock blasting.
I want to pull up a lawn chair and watch that action going down.
It would be kind of interesting, wouldn't it?
What a fun
job.
One
of those things, Jer, where they're going to send, I think they're going to do rock blasting like once a day and maybe twice a day, but all of the other prep and everything else, they have to shut down lanes. And
yeah, I bet.
Anyway, they say the delays could stretch as long as 45 minutes. So just be aware if you're heading up I-70 or coming down from the hills.
They're going to be blowing things up.
They're blowing things up.
What a great job to have. I mean, I wonder if that's a high-stress job or a low-stress. I mean, high-stress because you're dealing with explosives. But once you pack all that stuff in there and blow it up, it's got to be a good day to go to work, you know?
It would be kind of fun.
Fun job.
It?
Yeah.
They say that what they'll do is they'll send off like some sort of like siren blast or whatever to warn people before it happens.
It's coming.
So somebody just doesn't go.
So not everybody
around.
Is hopping on next door wondering if they heard gunshots.
Right. Right.
Uh-huh.
The Barbie movie killed it again at the box office, holding the top spot with more than 90 million worldwide after just 2 weeks. Worldwide, it's already made nearly $800 million.
I was reading that this is by far Margot Robbie's biggest box office success in her career.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
Probably anybody associated with it.
Just passing Suicide Squad, which she was part of. Now this is her biggest, so good for her.
Oppenheimer was strong again. Another strong number two. The new Disney movie, Haunted Mansion, was a distant third.
Okay.
So that's going on. Hey, speaking of rocks and rock blasting, earlier this month, Trader Joe's recalled two different kinds of cookies. I think we were talking about it last week, saying that they may contain rocks. Well, now they've recalled a falafel.
No.
Saying it too may contain rocks.
No, not the awful falafel.
Where are all these rocks coming from?
That's a very good question.
I mean, how do you get rocks in your falafel?
And second, who's eating falafel? It's the worst. Really?
I like falafel. Yeah.
Oh, yuck.
Not on a consistent
basis. That's hippie food. That is hippie food right there, buddy.
Not consistently. What's that restaurant where you walk in, sometimes they'll just hand you a free
Garbanzo's,
falafel?
Garbanzo's, right? They hand you the falafel.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I always decline.
Here.
I'm good.
I'll take yours.
I think falafel's made by like tipping over your sandals and knocking out everything that's inside it. So that's probably where the rocks are coming from.
Oh, I get you. Trader Joe's also said their unexpected broccoli cheddar soup may contain insects.
What is happening at Trader Joe's?
I don't know. I love the TJ, though. I mean, it's one
Me
of my
too.
Favorite places.
They have the best sweets, you know?
Oh, my God. And now, after I told you about the chocolate-covered pretzels there, Zoe brought home something from Trader Joe's. It's I have to say what it is. It's some sort of, like, s'mores pretzel treat or something.
All right, yes.
Also completely addictive.
Well, I told you about the one that's the pretzel and they pack almond butter inside this pretzel capsule and then they dip it in dark chocolate. That's another one that's a banger of a snack.
Man, I'll tell you, this
never
is,
found
this
a rock is, in it either.
This stuff is evil.
I know.
Did you see the amusement park ride that malfunctioned? It wouldn't stop going backwards.
So, yes, I had this story as well, and I feel bad because I was laughing so much. Because it is horrible. It's horrific for all these people. But there's something about it that's also very funny. So tell us about it. Tell me about it.
Well, it's an amusement park ride in New York State that it's a place called Playland Park. And the ride, Music Express, is one of those that you see a lot of times at carnivals. They just get in a little car thing and just goes in a circle. And it'll go forwards and it'll go backwards.
Yeah.
But something happened where it malfunctioned and it was going backwards at full speed and they couldn't get it to stop. The emergency shutoff valve didn't work. So maintenance workers eventually had to climb in and disconnect the power just to get it to stop. And they said it had gone maybe as long as 10 minutes, which is an eternity.
Oh, yeah.
I remember going to a carnival when I was in high school with some buddies of mine and there was hardly anybody there. And we talked the carny into putting us on that ride, the Spider.
Okay.
And we said, just let it go. There's nobody else in line. Just let it go. He started it and he walked away.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, we were on there for probably 10 minutes, and you will never want to experience that again as long as you live. So
yeah.
The video of this is pretty horrifying.
It's horrible, but yeah, kind of funny.
Kind of funny.
Kind of funny.
Then there's a story out of New Jersey about a neighborhood that just lost its ice cream truck. Why? Was there, like, were there rocks in the ice cream? No. Was it a pervy driver? Well, maybe, but we don't know that. What was the problem? Well, the problem is that one person complained about the ice cream truck's music.
Oh, come off.
And so because of that, the Mr. Softy truck that's been driving around, one person found it annoying, so now nobody in the neighborhood gets the Mr. Softy. This is the music.
What's that racket?
See how that would,
over
can,
and over.
I can see how after a while that music would make you want to.
All right, I can't take it.
Yeah, I mean, after a while, it would incite violence. I think so.
What is it, though? We let the kids run out into the street when we were at Nicole's aunt's house in Iowa, and the ice cream truck came zipping by, and we let the kids run out, and Nick Nack went out with them, and then she came back into the house, and she's like, what is it with the ice cream trucks that they all employ the creepiest-looking people? She's like, it was
even
bad.
Even in Iowa.
Even in sweet little small-town Iowa. She's like, my God, that guy looked like he was going to murder us.
Maybe later on the show, if we have time, we'll play the classic Eddie Murphy bit about the ice cream truck.
Oh, yeah. Ice cream?
Or maybe not. What else is trending?
Tay-Tay's trending, Dom, of course. A seismologist, a shake expert, says that the Taylor Swift fans managed to generate seismic activity equivalent to a 2.3 magnitude earthquake with their dancing, jumping, and singing at both of her concerts in Seattle this last weekend. That's
really
how into it that they were. It beat some touchdown run. I don't know. I'm not the sports guy. Anyway, there was some big Seattle Seahawks game and some big touchdown run that actually developed seismic activity. This beat it by twice. This guy said. Tay-Tay came out and said, this was genuinely one of my most favorite weekends ever. She says she felt the energy. She went on to Instagram and thanked Seattle fans for all the cheering, screaming, jumping, dancing, and singing at the top of their lungs. But wow, can you imagine? That's one of those cases where you're standing in those, like, up in the top of the stadium, and you're like, man, I hope this thing was built really well. This could
be
bad.
And really, if you think about it, that's the last place you want artificial seismic activity, because there's so many volcanoes in that area that you don't want a Taylor Swift concert to actually set off an eruption.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
You know, hundreds of thousands of people killed because of a Taylor Swift concert.
Lava's coming at you. I guess there's a new TikTok trend that women are using. It's called the Barbie test to screen potential mates. It's the new question on a first date or in your dating profile. What are your thoughts on the new Barbie movie? And this one woman says, because if a guy doesn't want to see it or he's not open to talking about it, or what's even worse yet is her quote, if he's seen it and he thinks it's not a good movie or he doesn't get the point, it's kind of a no-go for me. So
that's funny.
Guys, if you're looking for love, go see the Barbie movie and tell everybody you love it. If you want to have a girlfriend right now,
lie, right? Just lie.
Even
and say
lie.
That you
loved this is the greatest movie.
But look,
ever.
Everyone says it's a delightful movie. So.
I am going to see it, but again, I'm going to wait till I can sit on my couch and watch it. Let's see. Good time to go. Well, actually, check that. Bad time to go get your face rebuilt in Hollywood right now. I guess there's a boom for Hollywood plastic surgeons right now because they say, well, all the actors are on strike. Nobody's doing anything. They're all sitting around. So they're like, hey, I think I'll go get a new nose while I'm waiting for the studios to start back up. One plastic surgeon they interviewed on TMZ says he is working 7 days a week right now because the actors are using the downtime to go under the knife and recover without being noticed or without missing work. So it's a great time to do it. He says,
well, aren't they supposed to be out on the picket line?
Well, I guess, but they're not.
Oh.
A lot of A and B listers, he said. A lot of sports people are coming in right now for some reason. So wow. Anyway, dudes are making money right now in Hollywood if you're a plastic surgeon. Oh, what else is going on? Oh, we talked about this a little bit last week, Don, when you were talking about the Chick-fil-A with the four drive-thrus.
Yeah.
And I was talking about this is a reason for fat America. Well, here's another reason we're all turning into giant jars of fluffernutter. They say half of us avoid stores that don't have drive-thrus. You're not even going to go near them if you can't drive up, get your coffee, get your groceries, get your prescriptions, get your food. You're not even going near it. And that's like just shy of 50% of us won't do that right now. That's crazy, man.
Lazy ass America.
You're right, buddy. You are so right. All right, and here's the big debate online this morning. What color are tennis balls? They surveyed like 9,000 people. 55% said they're yellow. Then some people said green. And then some people said, I don't know.
Yellowish green, can we say that?
Straight up yellow, right? Aren't they? They say that they did change the color in like the 70s to a yellowish green so they appeared better on TV. But I'm saying straight up yellow. I don't see any green. No. I don't know. Anyway, that's the big debate today. I'm sorry I told you. Clickbait? Yeah, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. People are wondering if this is genius or stupid. Remember back in the day? Maybe you do it now. Like if you're back in the day at school, you would write like test answers and stuff on the palm of your hand. Well, this guy's gone viral for having a blank to-do list tattooed on the palm of his hand. It says to-do, and then there's lines that go across his palm, so if he's got to, you know, vacuum today or get groceries or whatever, he can write it right there on his palm. There's some video of it.
And then when he washes his hands, it washes off the task, but
leaves
the
lines.
Template.
Yep. Genius or stupid? I don't know. It's kind of genius. So there's a video and some pictures on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.